Report, PM to ask EU to veto Brexit delay, reveal new plans to Europeans. By Victoria Friedman on October 1, 2019. Prime Minister Boris Johnson is reportedly expecting to ask European Union leaders to veto an extension to Article 50 to exploit a loophole in anti-Brexit legislation aimed at stopping a clean break exit. Last month, Remainer parliamentarians passed a law, the BEN Act, referred to as the Surrender Act, forcing the Prime Minister to ask a third delay of Brexit by October 19 if a deal is not agreed in the House of Commons, stopping a clean break Brexit on October 31. Pro-EU activists and politicians fear that the Prime Minister may exploit loopholes in the law to deliver Brexit, as he had promised, on Halloween even without a deal. While Number 10 by law is required to ask an extension, the EU is not obliged to give one, leading to reports that the Prime Minister is expected to ask the EU heads of government, who must vote unanimously to support another extension, to veto the delay. Sources speaking to The Times have said that Mr. Johnson is set to deliver plans to replace the Irish backstop, which could lock the UK in regulatory alignment with the EU post-transition period, with alternatives, the request to veto a further extension said to be included in the agreement. Mr. Johnson's plan is, if the EU agrees to these changes, to confront MPs with a choice of the revised deal and a clean break Brexit. If successful, the Prime Minister will have nullified the Surrender Act. The Telegraph reports that the final plans to get rid of the Irish backstop clause will be delivered to Brussels on Wednesday after his conference speech in Manchester. Senior sources told the newspaper that the plans include using technology to create customs clearance centres 5 to 10 miles from the border between the UK's Northern Ireland and the EU's Republic of Ireland. This invisible customs border will mean that pre-cleared goods will be tracked by GPS fitted to transport vehicles. I'm cautiously optimistic. We have made some pretty big moves. We are waiting to see whether our European friends will help us and whether we can find the right landing zone. But whatever happens, we'll come out on October 31st. Mr. Johnson had said during a visit to businesses in Manchester during conference season. Brexit Party leader Nigel Farage has also said that the WAB is not Brexit, saying recently, "There are really only two Brexit choices, a clean break or a bad deal. Anything less than a clean break Brexit would betray 17.4 million Leave voters."